The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, lots of you at home might have a pair of crutches squirreled away in the corner of a spare room or up in the attic, lying idle. You don't know what to do with them. Maybe the kids use them for kind of playing around. That's what happens in our house. It's mainly due to the fact that the HSE doesn't ask for them back. They don't take them back. You keep those crutches when you walk out of the hospital. This ultimately turns into waste from a resource point of view and a financial point of view, because they've got to go out and buy more, replacing those crutches for the next patient through their doors. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been quantifying exactly how much this costs the HSE, and by extension, how much this costs you and me every single year. So what figures are we talking about, Josh?
Well, look, it's big money, Kieran, when it comes to aids and appliances and the different types of walking aids that are out there, whether you're talking about crutches, Zimmer frames or walking sticks. I was actually taken aback when I started receiving these FOIs to discover how much money is being spent here. So last year there was more than 17 million spent on wheelchairs and walking aids. If you take Dublin alone, there was more than 15.5 million spent on wheelchairs since 2019. Even last year there was over 4.4 million spent. There's actually much more being spent in the north side than the Community Health Organisation, catering for all of Wicklow and the southeast of Dublin. So the likes of your Balls Bridge, Dundrum, Ranelagh. For example, there was more than 182,000 spent on walking aids in the north side last year. But then there was just over 14,600 spent on walking sticks and walking frames in Wicklow and a lot of the south side.
Okay, so I know kind of the north inner city and the north of Dublin, greater Dublin as well, the demographics are such that it's a much older population. So some of that would be explained, but that's a huge discrepancy. As well, 17 million, what did you say, 17 million in the year? That's almost 50 grand a day. 50,000 euro a day.
And these are not even the full figures, because there's still data there that from other counties as well.
Okay, so what about other counties outside the capital?
Yeah, so to take your part of the country, we'll say Kilkenny, you have CHO 5. This also includes Carlow, South Tip, Waterford and Wexford. There was more than 8.7 million spent on walking aids and wheelchairs last year. In my FOI request, I have figures since 2019, and you can see there was more than 28 million spent on walking aids and wheelchairs in that area alone since then. Just to get an idea of the different types of devices out there and how they range in price as well, I called into Phelan's Pharmacy and Mobility Supplies out in Stillorgan, and I met with Sarah Connolly, who's a specialist working at the mobility counter. Sarah says the prices can vary depending on the aids required.
So we have a huge range, starting from very basic crutch like the one here beside me, the chrome crutch, that starts at $29.70, and we have some basic walking aids as well. Then we have foldable walking sticks. We have walking sticks with nice floral patterns on them. If someone wants something a bit brighter, something a bit less clinical looking. So we've something for everyone.
All shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And as I can see here now, like that'd be your standard crush. So yes. Most people would be aware of, they've seen them for years and
yes.
Years. How have they stood the test of time? Like they haven't been trying to modernise in any way? Or?
No, they don't think they've changed much. From time to time, sometimes the base of them, if they're get a lot of use, the ferrules underneath can wear down, and we sell ferrules here so people can come in and replace them on the bottom of the crutch, but depending on how much wear they're getting.
When it comes to the whole idea of reusing then, what are some of the reasons why the HSE won't take back in crutches, they won't reuse them again?
Well, I'd imagine there's a few reasons, but probably number one is probably the risk. If someone has used it previously, they can't guarantee, you know, how much use that has got, or if there's a fault with it because of how the previous person used it. If they're to reissue that to somebody, they need to be able to stand over that is 100% safe, you know, for the person. I'd say that's probably the number one issue. Then infection control would be the other one, and making sure it's cleaned to a high standard, especially within hospital environments or clinical settings. And then it's probably the cost of it too. The cost of recycling the crutches, checking them over and cleaning them to get them to the right standard.
Yeah,
that's so, an element as well, I would imagine.
So nowadays it's probably just more cost effective to buy new than the risk potential there.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's that is.
Like someone who deals with this equipment, you can see why these factors will be credible.
It's very rare that there's something happens with them, you know. The biggest thing will be people coming back to get the ferrule replaced on the end of the crutch. If it's got a lot of use, it can wear down over time.
All right, that's Sarah Connolly from Phelan's Pharmacy and Mobility Services. So expand on that a little bit, Josh, the reasons that more of this equipment can't just be reused.
Well, some aids and appliances that fall under this type of ordering are reused. So the likes of certain beds, mattresses, nursing chairs, recliners, hoists, wheelchairs, specialised seating and buggies. But when I was told then that in line with manufacturer guidelines, certain items are not suitable for reuse and their component parts are sent for recycling. So the HSE told me that in most community health organisations, the reuse, recycling of wheelchairs is actually greater than 90%. So this makes the cost even more surprising if certain items are being reused to this extent.
What about the manufacturers or suppliers? Like, what are they saying to the HSE?
Yeah, so it depends on the item. So the likes of your crutches, Zimmer frames with wheels, sticks and tripods, then manufacturers recommend that these items are single-use devices, single-client-use devices, due to the risk of potential damage to the aluminium, which could call in the integrity of the device into question. I spoke with independent MEP Michael McNamara, who previously raised the spending on these type of items with the Minister for Health back in 2021. Deputy McNamara is from County Clare, and if you look at CHO3, which would cover Clare, Limerick and North Tip, there was over €155,000 spent on walking aids last year. MEP McNamara believes there is a more cost-effective way to supply patients with equipment.
I've been aware for some time of very limited reuse of these very important implements. I mean, obviously it's very important that people in need of walking aids, crutches, wheelchairs, etc. are provided them by the HSE, but it seems to me that very little reuse is being made of them, that they seem to be provided to a single client and after that discarded. I mean, even in my own case, when I broke a leg, when I tried to return the crutch, I was told there was no need to do so. So it does seem to me to be an incredible waste of both money, but also a huge environmental waste, given the amount of materials that go into making these and the amount of energy used in making them, that one would imagine that a greater effort could and should be made to reuse these.
The manufacturers recommend that they're single client use, I suppose, down to maybe the impact, the possible implications on the integrity of the device. And I suppose, so how would you balance that in terms of weighing up the cost, the money that's being spent, over the potential risk?
Obviously, infection control is very important, but I mean, there have been great advances in infection control, particularly during COVID, and one would imagine that these type of facilities should be disinfected. I mean, it also goes down to manufacturing standards. I mean, you know, as there's a greater awareness of the importance of reusing appliances of all sorts, then surely manufacturers should be looking at making sure that such appliances can be reused where possible. But of course, there will be some appliances that can't be reused, but one would imagine that it's a far lower percentage of appliances than those that are actually reused at the moment. You know, manufacturers should be required to produce materials that can be safely reused and have a lifetime of a particular period of time.
Okay, that's Michael McNamara, the independent MEP now, on how much is being spent. You mentioned kind of general aids and appliances as well, Josh. What types of supports are being bought on that front? And is this big money again?
It is, Kieran. So look, when I was getting these FOIs, a lot of them kind of fall under aids and appliances. So it's quite staggering just how much this equipment actually costs. And bear in mind, I didn't get the entire data from each county either. So like, I suppose it kind of reflects how big our health budget is. When you hear of 23 billion allocated for health this year, but then when you break it down, like when it comes to aids and appliances, these can be items such as shower chairs, specialised cushions, boots, toilet aids, physio supplies, ankle supports. But for all of these items and others, it has to be said there are pages and pages of descriptions. There was over €85 million spent on aids and appliances last year. And like, just to give you a few examples of what was there that I got from the Freedom of Information figures, there was more than €700,000 spent on physio equipment in the Midwest in 2021, but then only over €3,000 the year before. Now, look, there will be other items that will be, of course, beneficial for physio needs, but that's the description. There might be internal structures or changes to facilities that could bring on these spikes. I've also been informed by the CHOs that there's standard stock ordering and specialised non-stock ordering. Another order that jumped out to me in the Midwest here. Now, remember, look, I'm only going off the description of the products. Last year, there was €42,750 spent on lotion massage. Now, it appears there was none of this product purchased through these means in the previous year. So look, maybe they just stock up and they buy in bulk. bulk. If you head down south to Cork and Kerry, there was over €8.3 million spent on aids and appliances last year. This is more than double what was spent there on aids and appliances in 2021. Then if you go up the northwest, so Donegal, Cavan, Sligo, Monaghan, there was almost €700,000 spent on artificial limbs last year.
All right, okay. So, I mean, that $42,750 on lotion massage, I'd like to get an explanation for that, as you say, given none was bought last year, or the year before, rather. So we get an insight, I guess, into kind of spending and spiralling costs. But back to your kind of standard crutches, your kind of Silver Grace crutches, Josh, that everybody would be familiar with. What are people meant to do if they do want to get rid of them?
Well, I suppose in one way, Kieran, as we heard mentioned in the first clip, the world we live in now, it's very much, I suppose, a throwaway mentality. If the kettle or the Hoover's broken, not many people go and repair these items anymore, because it's actually more cost effective to purchase a new one. And this is the very same for crutches. If a hospital or health centre was to hire someone to physically sit there and check the integrity of crutches and sanitise them, it would cost a lot more than buying in a container at a bulk price. But if anyone listening is wondering what they can do with some medical equipment, they want to recycle it or they can't pass it on, including crutches, of course, then look up Mishnok Ukraine. The non-profit group is sending aid out to Ukraine in the form of medical, dental and gym equipment. I called out to their warehouse to meet with Andy Kelly, who's one of the three founders of Mishnok Ukraine. Andy says they are recycling items, but also bringing a lifeline to those in need.
So I'm holding a lot of crutches here. We've a few hundred in the warehouse.
I can see you've stacks, bundles of crutches.
Yeah, you know, and people always say when they donate, you know, it's only a pair of crutches, I'm sorry. And I'm like, hang on. It's amazing. There's some poor person 4,500 kilometres away. He's in bed and he can't get out of bed to go to the toilet because he's no crutches, or he's using a wooden branch. We go and other agencies or whatever will give them a pair of crutches, and that changes their world, you know. And it's not just a pair of crutches, you know.
I suppose it's beneficial for you that there are crutches in many attics around the country.
Yeah. There's lots and lots of them out there, and I understand why, you know, hospitals can't take things back. We live in the first world where it's a throwaway society, but, you know, if a pair of crutches was brought back, it has to be stress tested. Every, you know, hospital facility or whatever has to have a maintenance guy or girl in that facility to check them, repair them, clean them, sanitize them. You know, it's millions of euro, whereas it's just cheaper for them to be bought in bulk.
When you guys get them in here, then what's the process? Or I suppose when it's going to an area of conflict, it's literally, we need this aid now.
Yeah, it's as quick as we can.
When it comes to the medical equipment, what is the response you're getting? Like, are people giving you crutches saying, I never knew what to do with this, we've had it for years? Or
yeah, when it comes to crutches, that's exactly it. It's usually individual donors will give us the crutches. Or for example, 2 or 3 days ago, a teacher put the shout out to her class and they all went home, and I think we got 40 pairs of crutches and 20 boots, which is amazing and absolutely fantastic, you know.
And then you're seeing the end result, where it's going and the benefit, a crutch that might have come from the west of Ireland or wherever, and you're seeing it now over in the battlefield, if you like.
Yeah, it's usually in the middle of Ukraine. We send medical items like crutches and wheelchairs. Further east towards the front line, we send, you know, the medical bandages and life-saving stuff like IV lines and catheters and stuff like that. But we actually have started putting tape on some of the crutches so we can show people, you know, there's your crutches arriving on, because we get pictures back all the time. Send it to donors when I'd spot, you know, there's something with the orange tape, or that I have a note on my phone, that's Mrs. whatever it is.
So it's showing anyway that this equipment can be reused.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They're perfect. It's just too expensive to take the risk of someone suing a hospital.
Guess that speaks to a whole other issue. Andy Kelly from Mishnok Ukraine there, wrapping up that report from Josh Crosby. Josh, thank you. And listen, I know there was a lot of facts and figures in there, but, you know, almost €50,000 a day on crutches and wheelchairs. And I know the HSE is a massive organisation and it treats huge amount of people. So there's always going to be a cost and they're going to have to buy crutches. And as everybody Josh spoke to, and as Josh himself explained, that the advice is they can't reuse them. I guess the concern people have when they hear figures like this is, you know, looking at the Oireachtas bike shed, are they getting the best price? Or are they just buying them at whatever the supplier decides is the best price? Like that €42,000 on lotion. I don't know what that was for or why they hadn't bought it for the last few years. Maybe they buy it in bulk. But if they bought it in bulk, did they go out and try and get the absolute best deal available for the taxpayer? I don't know if they did. That's the question we're going to ask David Cullinan, who's Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, whether he believes they're trying to get the best deal, or are they like the OPW?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Keith here from Lewis Jewelers. It's a new year and time for you to get some new cash for all your old, unwanted jewelry. We are your trusted store to turn those items into immediate cash. Stop in today.